Well, good morning.
各位早晨。
Welcome to church.
欢迎你来到 Home Church.
If you're new with us, my name is Vincent.
我是陈永信传道。
Oh, you know my Chinese name. I'm one of the pastors here at Home Church.
我就是在这里的牧者。
So we welcome you.
欢迎你。
Have you ever had one of those soda tasting experiences?
不知道大家真的有没有试过喝汽水呢？应该没理由没啦。
Well, it's specifically, there's this, sometimes you'll see how these promotions where people will hide two cans of pop and you're supposed to taste them and try to guess what flavor they are.
你们呢有没有试过呢？就是去买东西的时候呢，那就会有一些优惠啦，就咁俾你试饮嘅。
Yeah, and so one time I had, it was a Pepsi promotion.
亦都有试过咧，有呢个百事可乐嘅推广。
And so we were supposed to taste two different kinds, and we were supposed to guess which one was Pepsi and which one was the other brand.
咁咧，亦都有冇试过咧？即系做推广嘅时候咧，俾两只汽水你啦，咁你就试下边只系百事，边一只咧系可乐嘅味道。
And the point was, they said you're supposed to not be able to tell the difference.
个重点咧就系有阵时你真系未必饮到佢哋有乜分别嘅。
That's not true.
但系又未必系噃。
I can taste the difference between Pepsi and Coke.
我就一定饮到百事同可乐嘅味系有分别嘅。
Now the thing is, that despite the difference in flavor, there is one thing common between all the soda cans.
但系始终咧就系汽水嘅味道咧就系真系有啲啲唔同嘅，无论佢系即系嗰种嘅口味啦，饮落都有啲唔同嘅。
But the one thing that's similar to all packins, all pop, is what happens when you shake them.
嗱，就系唯独是咧，全部都系有气啦，你熬佢咩味咧，都会系一样。
Doesn't matter what flavor it is, they all react the same inside when you shake.
你熬佢咧，即系佢里边嘅反应咧，点无论边只口味咧，都系会有同样嘅效果嘅。
Because we know, I think most of us here will know what happens if you shake it and you open it.
你实知会点啦？熬佢一开嘅时候会点咧？
I think we all know what happens if you shake a can and then leave it there for a while.
你点都会想熬完之后摆佢喺度先噶，唔会即刻开噶。
And I think for some people, you know, if you see a can being shaken and someone gives it to you, you'll be like, no, I'll just take this one instead.
咁如果真系有人熬完咁样俾你嘅话，你会唔会即刻开？梗系唔会啦，正常嘅都会真系摊下佢先啦。
But maybe not everyone would know that if you shake this can.
但系你系唔会知道咧，如果你熬佢嘅时候
，and then you flick it.
你真系咧弹佢，弹几下。
You can actually open it.
咁你开佢嘅时候
，without
就唔会爆，就唔会爆晒出嚟啦啲泡。
And in case you don't think this is real,
咁你就可以饮啦。
It's real.
真嘅嗱，试紧啦。
And so you're probably wondering why. What do these pop cans have to do with today's sermon?
咁有阵即系开汽水咧，就可以比喻今日我哋嘅嗰篇讲道嘅。
And so today's sermon is focused on when tension takes over.
今日我哋讲到嘅主题咧，就系即系延续翻复活嘅生命啦，就系讲到当张力控制我哋嘅时候，即系张力咧就系指关系上面。
See, when God created Adam and Eve, everything was great.
神创造嘅时候咧，系一切都系美好嘅。
You know, the relationship with each other was great.
人嘅关系啊，都系好好啦，好正啦。
You know, Adam and Eve's relationship with God was great.
亚当同夏娃嘅喺创世纪里面，亚当同夏娃嘅关系亦都系好好嘅，起初嘅时候。
Until sin was introduced into the world.
就是当原罪的时候来到这个世界的时候，就所有都不同了。
When they ate the forbidden fruit out of disobedience to God,
当他们吃了禁果的时候得罪了神。
See, Adam and Eve played the blame game.
跟住亞當人夏娃當然啦，就喺度大家喺度，大家就喺度埋怨指責對方啦。
You know, they blamed each other on whose fault it was for their disobedience.
佢哋大家都係好指責對方，佢哋彼此嘅唔順服。
Cain and Abel, their kids had tension between them.
該隱同亞伯咧，亦都係咧有相同嘅。有相同嘅情況。
Those tensions turned into a conflict.
亦都咧將呢啲令到呢啲嘅張力咧演變為一種嘅衝突。
Those conflict turned into murder.
當甚至咧係將係令到衝突咧變為一種變為謀殺。
So we already see from the first family in history, there were already tensions in their relationships.
在聖經裡面呢，我們已經見到呢，即是第一個家庭已經是有見證到呢，這些的關係的張力，關係的緊張的發生。
And I think I can safely say that there's probably tension in your life.
我們也都等同我們在我們的生命裡面，我們的生活裡面，我們周圍都會環繞了很多不同的緊張的關係。
Don't tensions in your relationships.
當緊張的關係來到我們身邊的時候。
With your spouse.
例如就係你最近嘅就係你嘅伴侶啦
，with your siblings，
你嘅仔女，你嘅兄弟姊妹啦
，with your children，
你嘅子女啦
，with extended family members，
同埋你延伸家庭嘅嘅人啦
，you know with your friends，
甚至係你嘅朋友
，you might even have tension with people in this room，
你甚至亦都會喺在座裏邊同唔同嘅人，亦都可能有一啲緊張嘅關係發生過。
So today we will look at how these tensions affect our lives.And how we can find freedom by what Christ did on the cross.
我哋就真係需要喺呢啲緊張嘅關係裏邊，點樣可以得自由，經歷神喺當中裏面。
So if you have Bibles, let's turn your way or tap your way on your phone to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26.
我哋而家咧就去睇以弗所書四章二十六節。生氣卻不要犯罪，不可含怒到日落。
What's interesting here with this verse is that Paul does not say anger. Paul does not say to never feel anger.
喺呢度你睇到咧，保罗所讲咧，佢我哋唔需要去愤怒嘅。
That anger might lead to sin, but anger in itself is not sin.
憤怒本身唔係罪，而係當嗰種情緒反應嘅時候咧，就會令到我哋變為罪。
That anger is a secondary emotion.
憤怒就係一種係一種情緒衍生出嚟嘅一種嘅反應。
The anger is a signal that tensions have crossed the line.
就係因為咁樣樣係，即係你遇到一啲事情，你嬲嘅時候，就係呢樣嘢係會纏繞緊我哋。
And so unresolved pain often pushes people into survival mode.
所以有一啲人咧，佢就會將就會係變成覺得係冇事咧，就會覺得係我哋就已經可以度過咗呢啲嘅情況啦。
That unhealthy behaviors are actually wounded people trying to survive emotionally.
但係始終咁樣樣咧，都係讓到自己咧，只係好似覺得冇事，但係內裏邊係咪真係冇事咧？只係即係可能係未解決過嘅。
But before we can reconcile emotionally, we must first acknowledge we must first acknowledge these unhealthy behaviors.
但其實在我哋同人之間復和嘅時候，我哋其實都係要需要承認我哋呢一啲嘅罪，或者係我哋呢啲嘅情緒係纏繞緊我哋嘅。
We must first identify how we are responding.
我哋係需要點樣去認清咗我哋喺呢啲嘅情緒裏面，我哋有點解會有呢啲嘅反應咧
？And the first response you might turn to, and if you're following along with our notes, is
在你的講道筆記裏面呢，如果你跟緊呢，就是我們講的是第一點啦，就是
is fight.
就是那種的爭鬥。
When tension turns into aggression or control.
當人際關係嗰種張力好緊張嘅時候咧，就係會變成一種攻擊啦，甚至咧會係一種嘅控制喺我哋嘅反應裏邊。
Because fight response is saying, if I can be in control, I can protect myself.
喺呢個鬥爭嗰種反應裏面咧，如果我係贏嘅時候。我可以控制到人哋嘅時候，我就係贏。
Or if I can control the situation, I can get what I want.
如果我哋可以控制到對方嘅時候，我就可以得到到我想要嘅嘢。
So instead of finding a solution,
除咗咧，我哋揾到一個解決問題嘅辦法之外咧
，we turn up the temperature.
我哋可以將呢種氣氛嗰個温度可以提升嘅。
No, we start getting angry.
我哋可以更加嬲嘅喺人哋面前。
We criticize.
我哋甚至去批評人。
We get defensive.
我哋亦都可以喺防係啦，對人有防衞。
You know, we raise our voices.
我哋可能將我哋嘅聲浪會提高啦。
We become manipulative.
甚至可能係操控緊人啊。
We start using harsh words.
講啲好難聽嘅説話啦。
Because some people mistake that for strength.
因為有啲人咧，佢係誤以為咁樣樣就係一種嘅能力。
Again, if I control the narrative, I am the stronger one.
就係咁樣覺得咧，我係比你強。
You know, they would do what I want them to do.
個勢勁啲咧，就可以做乜嘢都得啊嘛。
But if we're not careful,
但係係咪真係咁樣樣咧？
The tension starts speaking through our personalities that reveals itself publicly. That if we are not careful, this tension starts speaking through our personality, revealing itself through publicly.
當你唔覺意嘅時候，其實你咁樣嘅行徑咧，就已經顯露緊你自己嘅真實個性。
This is why in Proverbs chapter 29, verse 11, it says this.
就係喺箴言廿九章裏面所講，廿九章十一節，愚昧人怒氣全發，智慧人忍氣含怒。
And James 1 says this.
雅各書一章十九至二十節，各人要快快地聽，慢慢地說，慢慢地動怒，因為人嘅怒氣並不成就神嘅義。
Now you might be thinking, you know, didn't Jesus get angry?
你會諗到即係神會點樣樣，會點樣樣發嬲嘅咧
？Well, he did.
神真係都會發嬲嘅喎。
You know, in John chapter 2, it was almost time for the Jewish Passover.
喺約翰福音二節裡面，第二章裡面咧有所講到逾越節嘅。
And Jesus had gone into Jerusalem.
耶穌去到耶路撒冷嘅時候。
And he was shocked and he was angry.
他去到的時候，當他去到外院的時候，他真的是很生氣，而且因為他是很震驚的，見到一班人。
Because right in the temple courts, people were selling cattle and sheep and doves for personal gain.
在聖殿外面的時候，他是看著一些人在那裡賣東西，但是他們當時就是，他們的目的就是為了自己得益。
Now people were exchanging money.
甚至有人真的是換錢啦。
Now, if you were like me, you're like, what's the problem with exchanging money?
如果你係我嘅話，咁你喺個店裏面喺度搞做呢啲嘢，喺度搞咩？做生意嘅時候。
And so what was happening was people were coming in, exchanging foreign currency for temple currency.
佢哋當其時就係換緊一啲嘅貨聖殿嘅貨幣。
And basically they were.Raising the rates, and these people were pocketing the profits.
佢哋當其時咧就係將嗰個匯率咧係提高啦，以致到咧佢哋係可以得賺得更加多。
So people were conducting business and cheating people.
即係佢哋咁樣做生意就係真係呃緊人啦。
Right in the temple courts.
就係喺個聖殿門喎。
Right, so when Jesus saw that,
耶稣见到的时候呢,
you know, it says in scripture that he made a whip and drove people out and flipped tables.
於是乎他就用绳索做一条鞭啊，即系去即系发脾气啦，去鞭。
And it says in scripture, he said Jesus just got angry and he just said, just get out of get out of here. Stop turning my father's house into a market.
当其时耶稣就好嬲啦，跟住喺门口发晒脾气，就叫啲人走啦。
But notice something important here.
但系留意一个最重要嘅重点。
That Jesus' anger,
神嘅怒气
was righteous.
系有道理嘅。
Not selfish.
唔系自私嘅。
He was not protecting his ego.
佢唔系嗰种自我中心。
He was protecting holiness.
佢系为咗保护嗰种嘅圣洁。
He was defending worship.
他是为了保护在神里面的敬
拜。He was confronting injustice.
他是为了是捍卫一种公义。
And there's a difference between righteous anger and wounded anger.
所以就是在一种在义怒里面和真正的怒气里面是有什么分别呢？
Righteous anger confronts evil.
義怒咧係對抗，係義怒咧係對抗一種罪惡。當受傷嘅時候咧，怒氣咧就係會攻擊人。
And righteous anger seeks restoration, and wounded anger seeks control.
義怒咧係尋求復和啦，受傷嗰種嘅怒氣咧係會尋求一種嘅控制。
So when tension turns into aggression or control, we need to ask ourselves this.
当那种怒气是成为那种，即是那种怒气的时候，我们就要留意了。
Is what am I trying to protect with my anger?
究竟我是那种发怒，我是保护着自己，还是究竟是怎么样呢？
What am I, or is my anger rooted in righteousness or woundedness?
究竟我这种发怒是为了，是真的为了是要发脾气，是真的那种情绪的发泄，还是为了有另外一些原因，好像耶稣那样呢？
Am I confronting problems or attacking people?
我是不是在正视一些问题，还是我们在攻击人呢？
Now the second response that you might turn to is flight.
另外有一种反应，对于在争斗的里面。
When tension makes us escape.
就是在张力里面，是会令到我们是想逃避的。
Flight response says, if I can avoid this pain, maybe I can survive it.
如果呢我是可以逃避緊呢一啲嘅喺張力裏面呢，我就覺得自己冇事啦，就可以搞掂啦。
Because the reality is not everyone fights.
但係喺現實生活裏面呢，即係唔係個個都會有咁高漲情緒嘅反應，即係大家都會嗌曬交㗎嘛。
Some people run.
有啲人係會逃走嘅。
And for many people, this response is harder to recognize because it looks very normal on the outside.
其實喺現實嘅世界裏面，有好多人都係有不其然都係有呢一種嘅反應。
I mean, some people do run physically.
有啲人係真係喺個關係裏面係即係離開咗個關係啦。
Others run emotionally.
有啲就係會喺情感上嘅抽離啦。
Others run mentally.
有啲係就係精神上面嘅嗰種嘅逃避。
And the reality is people escape.
但係喺現實裏面，大家嗰種嘅逃避究竟係點嘅咧？
Through different means.
係有唔同嘅意思。
Maybe through addiction.
藉住呢種逃避裏邊咧，有陣時會衍生出嚟就係有一種嘅沉迷嘅。
Addictions like eating or drugs and alcohol.
即係例如去酗酒啦，吸毒啦。
Maybe people escape through entertainment.
有啲就去放肆自己啦，就係去玩啦。
Like video games or social parties.
打機啦，或者去一啲嘅party 啦。
Some people escape through overworking.
有啲就係變咗工作狂，係咁喺度做嘢啦。
Some people escape through doom scrolling on their phones.
有些是更加好不能自拔的，就是成日在度睇電話，係睇一啲負面的信息。佢係好不其然係咁喺度，唔知點解就係要咁喺度睇啦。
Some people escape through isolation.
有些成同人嘅關係隔絕。
Through self harm.
有些是自殘。
We see the flight response with Jonah in the Bible.
我哋亦都喺約拿書裏面睇到呢一種。鬥爭的那種反應。
God had called Jonah to preach against the wickedness in the city of Nineveh.
約拿約神咧係叫約拿咧去尼尼微城嘅時候咧，叫人係遠離惡行嘅時候。
But instead of doing that, he ran.
約拿就唔聽。
He ran in the opposite direction.
佢唔單止唔聽神講啦，直情係即係同神作對。
See, because Nineveh was the enemy.
因為佢係唔妥尼尼佢係唔妥尼尼微城嘅。
Nineveh was a city. Nineveh was one of Israel's most brutal enemies.
因為當其時咧，尼尼微城就係以色列咧一個最殘酷嘅嗰種嘅仇敵。
They were known for violence and cruelty.
佢哋出曬名殘暴。
They were known for oppression and torture.
係殘暴到係，總之係嗰種撕，令到嗰種撕殺嘅程度係可以理解。
So, Jonah wasn't asked to preach to friendly people. He was asked to preach to people that he likely hated.
約拿就好有性格啦，即係佢咧就會中意去揾一啲佢中意嘅人去教導，而唔中意咧，而佢選擇唔去教導一啲佢嘅。佢自己唔妥，或者係佢嘅仇敵。
There were a group of people he had tensions with.
總之咧就係佢好唔中意啦。
Now at first you think about it, when you first read it, you think he was running out of fear.
佢就係因為咁樣，佢係因為係懼怕。
But in Jonah chapter 4 verse 2,
但係喺約拿書嘅四章二節裡面
，it says this.
就講到。
It says that I knew that you are a gracious and compassionate God.
講到咧就係神你嘅恩典同埋你係憐憫嘅神嚟嘅。
That he was slow to anger and abounding in love.
你嘅路經文呢度冇你嘅路咧就係你嘅愛咧係你係唔會對我哋發嬲，而我哋會經歷到你嘅慈愛。
And so Jonah ran not out of fear.
約拿咧就約拿咧係因為咁樣去懼怕。
But he ran because he suspected God was going to forgive him. Forgive Nineveh.
佢因為聽到咁樣咧，佢係以為神咧係知道係咁樣咧，神咧係會饒係神係會饒恕嘅，係咪？
He did not want mercy, or he did not want mercy for his enemies.
佢係唔想佢嘅仇敵係經歷神嘅慈愛。
He wanted justice.
佢係好想佢係被審判。
Honestly, Jonah's story exposes something in many of us.
約拿嘅故仔就係好似好現實地喺我哋嘅生活裏邊，有陣時我哋係唔想別人咧係經歷到神嘅慈愛，而係好想佢哋得到審判。
That we often want mercy for ourselves and justice for others.
就係我哋就係好想我哋。通常我哋就係好想係自己咧係得到神嘅憐憫，但係喺人哋嘅時候，我哋就會有一種嘅心係唔。
That we want to forgive our failures quickly, but we struggle when God shows grace to people who hurt us.
我哋就係因為咁樣，就係唔想，就係只係想自己得到，但係唔想人哋去經歷神嘅。
So sometimes we run from God, because obedience requires us.To confront what is happening inside our hearts.
So, 有陣時我哋就係因為咁樣樣，我哋就去逃避神啦。就係唔想人哋去經歷。
Because flight often feels safer than surrender.
就係因為我哋咁樣樣咧，去同神去拗、去爭奪嘅時候，我哋會覺得我哋係有更加多嘅安全感。
Have you ever felt that way?
大家有冇試過咧
？That I just want to get away.
就係咁樣樣去逃跑咧
？I just want to disappear.
或者定係坐喺度。
I don't want to deal with this anymore.
我唔想坐，我唔再，例如就係我唔想再坐，再唔想喺度，或者我哋好想離開呢一個我哋所住嘅地方。
Avoiding pain does not heal pain.
就係當你啲痛嘅時候，你認為 逃跑是可以是可以帮到你的时候，但其实是不是咯？
Because unresolved tensions travel with us.
因为这些痛都是其实会会跟随着我们的。
Does Jonah discover that?
约拿也都知道这些东西。
That no matter how far he ran, he could never outrun God.
无论他走到多远，他都不可以，他都是逃避不了神的。
And neither can we.
我们都是一样。
So let me ask you this.
所以我就正想问大家。
Now what do you run when life hurts? Oh, sorry, where do you run to when life hurts?
你的生命究竟是逃跑到去哪一度的地步呢？
When pain, what pain are you avoiding?
当你那种痛缠绕你的时候，
Are you numbing what God wants to hear, wants to heal?
你是不是真的不想去面对这些问题去得到医治呢？
And so the final response that you might turn to is freeze.
当我们遇到张力的时候，我们有最后另一种反应，就是我们是会争执，而这种张力是会而这种张力是使到我们是停了下来的。
Not everyone responds to pain by fighting. Some people shuts down. Freeze response happens when pain and fear and disappointment overwhelms us.
即熄咗機嘅定義就係佢哋係當佢哋遇到呢啲事情係太過淹沒緊佢哋嘅內心嘅時候，佢哋就會停咗落嚟，係想去咁樣係一種同神去爭持。
And when you say, you know, I can't do this anymore.
我已經唔可以再繼續，因為實在太攰啦。
And we see this with Elijah.
就係好似喺睇到以利亞咁樣。
You know, in First Kings.
喺列王記上，
Elijah had this little competition with King Ahab and his people.
以利亞係喺以利亞同喺亞哈王喺度爭戰嘅時候。
And in the end, we had fire fall from heaven, burning the sacrifice.
到最後咧，係有火祭臨到佢。
Now God revealed His power.
神咧係彰顯咗佢嘅能力。
People were declaring the Lord, He is God.
神佢人咧係聽知道咧，佢係知道神係嘅全神喺度，神嘅同在。
It was one of the greatest spiritual moments in Scripture.
呢個就係喺經文裏邊一個正一個最我哋真係見證到嘅一個時候。
And Elijah came out on top.
以利亞咧就係行咗走咗出嚟。
You would think he would be ecstatic over this victory.
他当他得胜的时候，
But in chapter 19,
但是在19章我们见到，
we see Queen Jezebel.
我们见到耶西别，
making threats to Elijah.
威胁着以利亚。
And Elijah ran for his life.
以利亚就逃跑了。
And it says that he came to a bush.He came to a bush and he sat down. And he prayed that he might die. And it says that, or he said that, I have had enough, Lord. Take my life, I am no better than my ancestors.
我死了他好过啦。
See, this man who stood boldly before prophets now want to give up completely.
即我们都见到即一个先知他经历过神，但去到这样的地步，他依然都是觉得想放弃。
Why? Because Elijah was exhausted.
为什么呢？因为以利亚他真的觉得他很累。
And people are emotionally vulnerable when they are exhausted.
當人去到一種情緒耗盡的時候，他們也都會有真的會有這樣的反應。
What makes this Elijah moment so surprising is that Elijah did not freeze after failure, he froze after victory.
就是這樣，就是看，我們就會真實見證到，以利亞他是不是，最令人意外的時候，就是以利亞就是在他得勝的時候，他是面臨崩潰。
Think about that.
我們想一想。
A prophet who has just seen the power of God now wants to give up completely.
即一個咁有能力嘅先知，去見證到神，但係佢亦都有咁樣嘅經歷，亦都有咁嘅反應，想放棄。
That even strong Christians can emotionally shut down.
等於亦都係一啲好嘅基督徒，亦都會有咁嘅經歷。
Some people have been disappointed so many times that they stopped hoping.
有些人是咁樣經歷緊嘅時候，佢哋都亦都會係因為咁樣卻步。
Some people have been hurt so badly that they stop trusting.
有些人是因為咁樣，佢係受到傷害啦，因為佢唔再相信別人。
Some survive physically but have checked out long ago emotionally.
有些人佢哋係抽離緊個關係啦。
Eventually, their soul says, "I can't keep carrying this."
因為佢覺得。佢喺佢心灵里面，佢真系觉得太沉重，我唔可以再继续咁样落去。
This is freeze mode。
呢种就系即系我哋所讲嘅增持，其实就系我哋想个人系熄咗机咯。
We stop expecting healing。
我哋唔再相信任何事情。
We stop expecting change。
我哋唔期待有医治，亦都唔期待有任何改变。
We stop believing that things can be different。
我哋停止相信，即系神会继续工作。
So ask yourself this.
我哋亦都喺度问紧自己。
Where have I emotionally shut down?
我哋系究竟几时有冇遇过真系我哋想熄机嘅时候咧
？What disappointment caused me to stop?
究竟有啲乜嘢嘢系令到我哋失望咧
？What part of my life needs God's restoration?
我哋生命里面究竟有边一啲嘅情况令导致到我哋有咁嘅反应咧
？Some of us in this room, we tend to fight when tensions take over.
有陣時我哋係會選擇去掙扎。
Some of us might run.
有啲會選擇去逃避。
Some of us might shut down.
有一啲人就會真係想停落嚟。
And if we're honest with ourselves, some of us probably shift between the three.
我哋亦都真係要對我哋自己內心裡面誠實，我哋可能會係。不其然都會有呢三種嘅反應嘅。
And this is why it's important that we look at shifting from response mode to spiritual freedom.
所以我哋對我哋呢一種嘅反應嘅時候，我哋其實係好想得著自由。
Because we see this in Peter.
我哋亦都睇到喺睇到彼得。
See when Jesus is arrested, if you guys know the story, Peter takes out the sword and attacks the soldier.
耶稣被人拉咗嘅时候，当时彼得咧系拎咗把剑，跟住咧就系去攻击嗰个侍卫嘅。
That he reacted impulsively and aggressively, that is fight mode.
佢嗰种咁嘅反应。佢咁樣嘅反應去攻擊人嘅時候，其實就係嗰一種，就係嗰種爭鬥嘅模式。
But moments later, Peter runs.
但係之後咧，彼得咧就逃走啦。
The disciples scatter.
跟住門徒就四散。
And Peter denies Jesus three times.
然之後就係彼得就係三次不認主。
That is flight mode.
呢一種咧就係佢就係真係逃跑啦。
Then at the cross,
喺十字架
，Peter is devastated.
喺当喺十字架面前，彼得去到呢个地步，佢系十分之伤痛。
He's ashamed.
佢觉得好羞愧。
He goes back to fishing. Goes back to fishing.
佢走翻去捕鱼。
He was emotionally, spiritually, and mentally stuck.
當其時佢就係喺佢情緒反應裡面，佢就係全部嘢都係停滯咗，係去到一個咩都唔想崩潰嘅地步。
That is freeze mode。
呢一種就係另外一種係一種同喺情緒上面一種爭持。
But what did Jesus do？
但係神會點樣做咧
？How did Jesus go through response mode to spiritual freedom？
當耶穌嚟到嘅時候，耶穌會咁會點樣樣對待我哋呢啲嘅反應咧
？Jesus did not shame him。
耶穌唔會令到我哋覺得羞愧。
He pursued him。
耶穌會令到我哋恢復過嚟。
When Jesus asked Peter three times, "Do you love me?" Jesus was restoring the places Peter had failed。
當耶穌去到彼得嘅面前問同佢講話你三次不認我嘅時候。
And what makes Jesus so powerful, as an example, is this.
當其時耶穌嘅反應就係其實一個對於我哋生命裏邊嘅另一種嘅震撼。
That he experienced every kind of pain that we experience while on the cross.
因為耶穌經歷過所有嘅痛，因為佢為我哋釘十字架。
Betrayal
就係試探。
Rejection。
被拒絕。
By the same people he was ministering to，
但系同樣地，佢嘅救佢亦都係因為咁樣令到我哋得到救贖。
He experienced injustice，
佢亦都係被人哋，佢亦都係經歷過嗰種係被審判、被人批評。
By being chosen over someone like Barabbas，
但係佢亦都係因為知道佢係被揀選嘅。
He experienced grief。
佢經歷咗呢一種嘅痛
，for his loved ones, his family，
同埋佢因為佢嘅愛，以致到佢嘅救恩係得以完全。
And he experienced emotional agony and suffering。
佢亦都經歷過情緒上嘅嗰種嘅痛苦，嗰種嘅傷害。
From hanging on the cross and being tortured。
被釘十字架。
Yet he did not become trapped in fight, flight。
但是耶稣被钉十字架的时候，他是没有那种三种的反应，他也都没有斗争，他也都没有去挣扎，他也都没有去令到自己停滞不前。
Instead, he prayed to his father.
反而他是祈祷。
He spoke truth to the thieves beside him.
他将自己最真实的去跟神去倾诉。
He stayed surrendered on the cross.
他令到救赎系得以完全。
And he forgave freely to those who put him there.
佢降服喺神嘅面前，以致佢可以饶恕。
Jesus was emotionally honest.
耶稣就系好真实地咁去面对佢自己嘅情绪。
And that matters because healing begins with honesty.
就系咁样样，医治系可以得到完全。
We trap ourselves by saying I'm fine.
我哋有陣時就係困住咗自己，或者係真係覺得自己冇事，但係以為咁樣樣唔會困擾到自己，但係其實唔係。
That I'm over it。
以為咁樣就可以搞掂，以為覺得自己冇事。
But not Jesus。
但係我哋唔去揾神，唯有係神。
That even when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, when Jesus prayed, you know, Father, if you are willing, take this from me, but let not my will and your will be done。
正當耶穌就喺客西瑪利亞園嘅時候，佢就係神啊！我哋你將呢個苦杯拎走，唔好跟我嘅意思，而要去跟你嘅意念。
Because he expressed his desire honestly to God，
就係咁樣樣，佢係好真實嘅，毫無保留去同神講佢嘅所有嘅情緒反應。
But he also surrendered honestly，
佢亦都好真實，佢亦都係喺神面前降服。
And that is radically different from fight, flight, or freeze。
就是因为这样他就是我们会看到那种生命的不同。
So that is the better way.
所以这个就是一个更加好的方法。
To be honest with your emotions.
就是当我们真实地去面对自己的情绪的时候。
To acknowledge your tensions.
就是去承认这一种的张力。
And to surrender to God.
我哋就係將呢啲將我哋嘅重擔交翻俾神。
So the big idea for today is this.
今日我哋嘅重点所在就系、
是、，if you don't deal with your tensions, they will start dealing with you。
如果你唔去处理你嘅情绪呢一种情绪嘅反应嘅时候，其实呢一啲嘅情绪亦都会控制住你。
Today we've seen what tensions take over. When tensions take over, they often push us into survival mode.
我哋都睇到呢种呢啲咁嘅情绪反应嘅时候，系令到我哋系咪真系觉得令到我哋自己冇事咧
？They push us to response mode.
但系其实佢系会推到我哋去到一种有呢一种咁样样嘅反应嘅。
Some people fight.
有啲人就系会会去同佢去角力，会去争斗。
They become angry.
会变得好嬲。
They become controlling.
变得好变得系控制。
They become defensive.
变得系好。好防卫
，or irrational，
或
irrational，
啊变得冇乜理性
，until to a point they explode，
就系去到咁样爆嘅时候。
Some people flee，
有啲就会行埋
And they avoid pain through distraction.
佢会系避开呢一种嘅反应
Through busyness.
例如就系搏命做嘢啦
And they run away, they flee.
逃跑啦
Some people freeze.
有啲人就系真系熄咗机啦
And they shut down emotionally.
即系将佢嘅情绪将佢嘅情绪抽离啦
Lose hope.
冇咗盼望。
Become numb.
变得好麻木。
But these tensions, they don't get resolved.
但系呢啲情绪，呢啲嘅张力系冇改变过嘅。
They come back.
其实亦都会翻嚟。
But Jesus shows us a better way.
但系神俾我哋一个更好嘅方法。
Not to fight.
唔系去挣扎。
Not to flee.
亦都唔系去逃跑
，or flight， and not to freeze
亦都唔系变得麻木，系即系想熄机嘅时候。
But it shows a better way，
但系有一个更好嘅方法。
Ooh, that did not work. But on the cross，
喺十字架面前
，he experienced
佢经历过
the same tensions, emotions, and pains that we go through in our lives。
就是、我哋去面对过我哋面对紧嘅一种嘅情绪反应嗰种痛苦嘅时候，佢喺神面前。
To be honest with ourselves，
就系佢喺神面前坦诚。
Acknowledge the wounds，
承认自己嘅不足。
And bring them to our Father in full surrender，
去到神嘅面前降服喺神嘅。
And the question is，
但问题系
，What have your wounds been shaping you into？
你对自己的那种情绪反应现在又会是怎么样呢
And is it time to deal with the tensions in your lives?
现在是不是一个时候去面对自己这一种的情绪反应呢
Can you stand with me?
大家一起站起来
We're going to respond in worship.
我们现在回应神
But we're going to give you an opportunity to respond in prayer as well.
就是我们藉着这个机会我们去回应神去
And so as our prayer teams make your way forward, if you need prayer,
如果你需要祈如果你是需要代祷的或者
If there are tensions in your life that you need to resolve,
你是很想将这些问题交给神是用神的方法去解决
We want to pray for you.
我们很想为你祈祷
But if there's anything else, we want to pray for you too.
或者有其他嘢，我哋亦都可以为你代祷嘅。
But right now, I challenge you to examine your life.
但系就系正当就系大家遇着生命有挑战嘅时候。